back home now, and this morning there were 228 tents pitched on Dublin's Mound Street. They're there due to a lack of accommodation for male asylum seekers. Last month, dozens of tents were removed from the area ahead of St. Patrick's Day, and the occupants were relocated to Crooksling in the Dublin Mountains. However, many of them returned, and other new arrivals in Dublin have again pitched their tents close to the IPASS office on Mound Street. Well, the Irish Times reported yesterday that the Taoiseach held a meeting with Dublin City Council, Gardaí and senior ministers after concerns were raised by the Fianna Fáil TD Jim O'Callaghan, who's with me now in studio. Jim O'Callaghan, welcome to the programme. The tents were removed controversially on St. Patrick's weekend. They quickly returned. Now we've had this meeting of officials and the Taoiseach on foot of the concerns you've raised. What are your concerns?
My concerns is that the law has been broken under the Roads Act 1993. It clearly states that you cannot obstruct a public road. The definition of public road includes a footpath, and the footpath around Mount Street and in the area is now unpassable in many sections by members of the public. I have considerable sympathy, Justin, for the men in the tents down in Mount Street, but I also have sympathy and responsibility for the people who live in the area, who work in the area, and the businesses that operate in the area. And I've got a series of communications from very reasonable people who are living there, businesses that are operating there, that say that they're going to close down because of the transformation of the area. And it is simply unacceptable that we are allowing an unlawful tent encampment to build up on a busy city street, and it should be removed.
What do you want done about it then?
I want Dublin City Council to use the powers that it has under Section 1310 of the Roads Act 1993, which empower a local authority to remove any obstacle or interference on a public roadway. I've written to the City Council, I've written to An Garda Síochána, and I want to see the tent encampment removed.
And where should the people go?
I'll answer that, but can I say this to you? Simply because you don't have an option doesn't mean that you're justified in breaking the law, and the individuals need to be informed by members of the IPO and indeed Dublin City Council that what they're doing is unlawful. Many of them may not be aware of that. What needs to be done is they need to be provided with another lawful location where they're lawfully entitled to erect their tents. We provided one up in Crooksling, and Crooksling has places available, and other locations will come on stream in my constituency or any other constituency.
And if those tents are removed and... I mean, isn't it a racing certainty that they will just be they will return again just as they did the last time they were removed?
Well, we need to inform people that they're not allowed to pitch tents on busy streets, whether it's in Dublin or any other city or town in the country. That needs to be brought to their attention. They need to be informed of that. We also, if needs be, need to ensure that it's not possible for them to do so. And people who are facilitating them and encouraging them to break the law need to recognise that it is not a viable solution. It is dangerous. It is unhygienic. There was an outbreak of disease there the last time, which was extremely dangerous for the men in the tents. It is a totally unsuitable way for men to live, and it's totally unfair on the people who are residents in the area and who are businesses in the area.
All right. I want to ask you about the government's plans to introduce emergency laws to enable international protection applicants to be sent back to the UK. And this relates to the UK's Rwanda policy, which we heard the UK Prime Minister speak about on Sky News this morning. The Taoiseach Simon Harris has been speaking about this in the last hour. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
Every country is entitled to have its own migration policy, but I certainly don't intend to allow anybody else's migration policy affect the integrity of our own one. And this country will not in any way, shape or form provide a loophole for anybody else's migration challenges. That's very clear. Other countries can decide how they wish to advance migration. From an Irish perspective, we intend to have a firm rules-based system where rules are in place, where rules are enforced, and where rules are seen to be enforced.
Do you, Jim O'Callaghan, do you understand what's going to happen this week in relation to emergency legislation?
Well, I haven't been briefed, but what I hope is going to happen is that the government is going to amend the legislation in respect to Section 72A of the 2015 Act, which was used in 2020. Back in 2020, Justin, we designated the UK as a safe third country. And the effect of that was that anyone who came to Ireland seeking international protection from the UK would have their application and could have their application deemed inadmissible, and they could be subjected to a return order under Section 51A. Back in March of this year, 22nd of March, the High Court, on very technical grounds, determined that that transposition of the directive was unlawful and further amendments need to be required. So I suspect that the amending legislation that's going to be brought through is going to give effect again to making the UK a safe third country under Section 72A. And that will mean that if people come into Ireland having been in the UK and they seek international protection, we can return them pursuant to Section 51A of our Act. That's what we should do. And we probably didn't do it enough prior to the 22nd of March, but we certainly need to do it in the future.
And but are the courts likely to uphold that if by sending people to the UK, you're actually really potentially sending them to Rwanda?
Well, that's a different question. And I suppose there may be a challenge in the future after the Rwanda legislation is operational. And the issue at that stage, no doubt there will be a challenge saying that the UK is not a safe third country. But if you look at the provisions of the Act of Section 72A, there's a number of tests that a country must pass in order to be regarded as a safe third country. My view, based on the four tests I've looked at, is that the UK, notwithstanding this pretty foolish plan they have about Rwanda, it can still be argued that it is a safe country.
All right. Just before I let you go, the Dáil and Seanad will vote this week on the EU Migration Pact. It's being opposed by Sinn Féin and others. Some argue that it will take control of immigration out of the government's hands, allow that policy to be led by Brussels instead of by the government here. Do you have any concerns that that will happen?
Well, so no matter what we do in respect of the pact, the issue of migration is going to be a major issue for this country to deal with over the next coming years. Like, the political trend in Europe, unlike 10 years ago, is to try to reduce the numbers of asylum seekers coming into Europe. That's just the reality of it. My concern is that we go out on our own and try to do this without being part of the EU. We will find ourselves in a very similar position to the United Kingdom. They left Brexit, they left the EU on the basis that they thought they'd be able to control migration. They haven't. The figures coming into the UK have increased significantly. So on balance, I think when you look at the Migration Pact, it's providing for pre-entry screening, streamlining asylum procedures. It'll also seek to combat migrant smuggling. We're better off doing this as part of the EU. If we go out on our own and try to do it, I don't think we're going to be in any way effective.
Fianna Fáil TD Jim O'Callaghan, thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us today.